Exercise 3, page 35.
If you're wondering where to spend your holidays this summer but don't want to go to one of those huge, faceless resorts, then why not try a holiday with a difference? John Rigby of Go Fair, a travel agency, is here to tell us about some of the alternatives on offer. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you and all your listeners.
From what I understand, John, your agency is aimed at people who want an eco-holiday, is that right?
I wouldn't call it eco-tourism exactly, because we don't offer things like trips to Brazil to help protect the rainforest and so on. What we do is help people find a holiday that is going to have as low an impact as possible on the environment. In other words, we don't organise package holidays to large resorts. We work with small, independent travel companies.
So why is that good for the environment then?
For lots of reasons, really. Many beautiful places all over the world have lost their character because they've been overdeveloped. This has led to the destruction of the natural environment and has created the kind of tourism that means you never really get to be a part of the culture you are visiting. And most of the money you spend goes into the pockets of the big companies and not to the locals.
Can you give us some examples of the kind of holidays someone could book with your agency?
Oh, there are all sorts of them, really. But I could start with some of our most popular ones. Beach holidays in sunny climates are usually at the top of people's lists. But with us, we'll book you into a small, often family-run, hotel. Also popular are walking holidays. They're great for people who really want to feel closer to the natural environment. And for those who want to get away from it all, how about going on a yoga retreat holiday or to a traditional spa?
What about cost? I suppose a lot of the holidays you have mentioned are quite pricey.
Well, obviously we can't compete with the package deals on prices, but we think that these kinds of holiday are, in fact, too cheap, and nature is paying the price. I would like to say, though, that we do offer holidays to suit almost everyone's budget, and we aim to keep our prices as low as possible. For instance, a week in a traditional Greek cottage is quite affordable, and it's a sustainable form of tourism. Far better than staying in some characterless hotel. Surely it's worth a little extra.
Don't you think that it's unlikely that these kinds of holiday will ever become really popular?
I don't think anything could be further from the truth. For one thing, not only is awareness about green holidays growing, but also many people want a real experience from their holidays. They don't want to feel that going on holiday is like a factory process. You know, sometimes you can feel that you haven't left the country at all. The only difference is that it's sunnier. Well, people are getting fed up with this, and that's a good thing in my opinion.
A lot of ecologists are saying that we shouldn't even go abroad for our holidays as flying is damaging for the environment too.
They're absolutely right, of course. But I don't think we're going to see the end of foreign travel anytime soon, especially when you consider the wet, chilly summers we often have here in Britain. Nonetheless, more and more people are opting for holidays at home, and you can have a lovely time in your own country too. In fact, we offer lots of holidays for those who want to see more of the British Isles.
So where do you go on holiday?
It's not often I actually get to go on holiday, I'm afraid, as I'm too busy organising them for others. I really want to help make tourism a force for nature and not against it, and that takes up a lot of my time. What my wife and I really enjoy is going on mini breaks to places like the Lake District. And last year we even stayed in a castle in Ireland for a week. It was wonderful.
John, it's been lovely to have you with us this morning, and thanks for all the fascinating information.
It's been a pleasure.